Cincinnati's rich movie history will be celebrated by the Maine Public Library downtown with a new exhibit of photographs and movie memorabilia. From October 12th through January 26th, visitors will see a unique collection called Cinema Cincinnati. Here to talk about the exhibit is reference librarian Brian Powers, a longtime friend of Around Cincinnati, and one of my go-to guys for questions about Cincinnati's entertainment history. Brian, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thanks for having me.
So there's a number of elements to Cinema Cincinnati. Movies shot here, Cincinnati's biggest movie stars, and movie merchandise from Kenner Toys and others, and Cincinnati's old theater.
Exactly.
So we're just going to take them one by one.
Sure.
First off, there's been more like 50 movies that have been filmed in Cincinnati. What's in your exhibit? Are they mostly the new ones like Robert Redford's Old Man and the Gun or Cate Blanchett's Carol? Or are they the old classics like Eight Men Out and Rain Man and Traffic?
We're going to have all that. But in fact, we're even going to go back to 1950 because you may or may not know that Asphalt Jungle, the opening shot is actually of Cincinnati's waterfront. And it's not named in the movie, but it's supposedly it's Cincinnati. The guy who wrote the novel that that's based on was from Springfield, Ohio, who grew up in that era during Boss Cox here in Cincinnati. So supposedly, I don't know for a fact, but supposedly he used Cincinnati as a model for the Asphalt Jungle. So that's going to be an exhibit. But yes, we are going to have Eight Men Out because that's what started the Cincinnati Film Commission back in 1987, 88. And of course, now that's Film Cincinnati and they're bringing all sorts of new movies. Dark Waters is going to be starting in November. That was filmed here.
Yeah, you got Eight Men Out followed by Rain Man. It was kind of the 1-2 punch that put Cincinnati Films on the map. You mentioned 1950s films, and I thought you were going to mention one from 1958. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Shirley MacLaine filmed something called Some Came Running in Madison, Indiana. And I've seen a story or so and maybe some pictures when they're at the Beverly Hills Club during a break back in 58. But I really don't know much. You don't have that one, do you?
No. Well, it's Indiana. I'm trying to stay in Ohio or northern Kentucky. We are going to have a movie called A Little Bit About Homebodies, which is a movie that was filmed in 1953 in the West End.
Oh, really?
It was kind of a dark comedy, kind of a horror movie, but it's more of a dark comedy that was all filmed in the West End about these old people who are going to be evicted out of their homes.
For a soccer stadium.
It's very relevant now. But it was all filmed in the West End because they were actually tearing down buildings in that time in the West End in the early 70s.
Probably for the Mill Creek Expressway, I-75?
No, that was a little bit after that. Okay. That had already happened. It was more of the, I think, of the Queensgate project that was kind of going on. But they filmed it here because they were tearing some buildings down because it fit in completely with the plot. But they filmed in Fountain Square, and they also filmed at Burnett Woods, a scene. And stuff.
So for those kind of movies, I mean, do you have movie stills that the studios would have put out or some pictures that other people had shot, movie posters?
Most of this exhibit's going to be photography. Well, I'll have some items. I'm still trying to get some stuff from different people, which is hard to get. But yeah, as far as the movies filmed here, some would be posters, images, and then also whenever I can, behind the scenes shots where you can see it's being filmed in Cincinnati.
So George Clooney actually got his start in this area. I think, was it Centennial? There was some movie that he did.
Centennial.
Miniseries down in Kentucky, right?
Yeah, and it was filmed in Augusta where he went to high school.
And his cousin Miguel and his uncle Jose Farrar were in it, right?
I don't know if they were in it. I think they were in a movie he did later in Lexington.
Okay.
But he did film this when he was in high school. Nick and Nina, George's parents, they had a photo of George in his period costume, and so they mailed me that photo. So that'll be part of the exhibit. And I also have a photo of 8-year-old Sarah Jessica Parker when she was just Sarah Parker. I think she did her first
TVs here. It was a Young People Specials that Channel 5 used to do.
Yep.
I looked up Clooney's, one of his first roles was in Centennial. And he was uncredited as, quote, young man carrying a barrel.
Well, so, Nick told me that that was the first time that George had been on a set. Technically, it wasn't a movie. It's a miniseries, but he had appeared on Nick's
The bug bit him because he went to L.A. against his dad's wishes in 82, and I guess it worked out okay.
Yeah, Nick was telling me a few stories, some of the jobs that he had. He worked at a liquor store over in Newport that got robbed, and he sold shoes.
Sold shoes at McAlpin's, yes, at Crestview Hills, yes. So you mentioned George Clooney, but we've got a long list of impressive big movie stars from here. Do you have any pictures or memorabilia from people like Doris Day or Tyrone Power or even Vera Ellen, one of my favorites, the dancer from White Christmas?
Again, mostly photos, but with Doris Day, I have a couple photos of when she came back to Cincinnati in 1956 for a movie premiere, or whenever movies was premiering at the Albee. So I'll have like a photo of her in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And Tyrone Power, You know, he came back to town in 1940 when it was the world premiere of The Mark of Zorro. That premiered at the Albee.
Wow.
He had an all-day agenda, and it was in the paper. So I'm going to have that. It's like basically minute by minute how he's going to his high school and he's appearing. It was an all-day. It was like a two-day event. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun to have some of those clippings where he's, you know, hometown boy, he's made good, coming back to town kind of thing.
So probably the city's first really big movie star goes back to the silent era, to Theda Bara. She was, what, the vamp or something?
They called her the vamp. Some people consider her cinema's first sex symbol.
So what are you going to do about her?
Well, we'll have photos of her for the exhibit, but we're going to be doing some events and programs tied in during the run of the exhibit. And one of the things I'm working with the Esquire Theater.
Going to show a film or two?
They're going to show her movie that made her famous. Because most of her movies, unfortunately, have been lost. A lot of them were in a fire in the 30s. The only one that really is intact is the one that made her famous, which is called A Fool There Was, which came out in 1950, and that made her a household name, and she's the vamp, which is supposed to be a vampire. So we're going to show that on October 23rd at the Esquire, which, by the way, was an old silent movie theater back in the day. So we'll have it in the main theater. So we thought it'd be appropriate to have it there, but we took it a little further. We thought it'd be fun to have live accompaniment music. So we're going to actually have a gentleman playing piano, live piano, and that gentleman's name is Matt Tolentino. And he's a gentleman who just actually just moved to Cincinnati from Dallas. He can play like five instruments. And he's only 35 years old, but he knows everything about that time period of from music from the 1910 to like 1940s.
So will he be doing the musical accompaniment to the silent film?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin Grace, a UC professor, he has obtained a copy of her unpublished autobiography, and he's been editing that for a couple years now, and he plans to have it out in the next year. But Kevin's going to lead a discussion about her life and career after we show the movie, and that's going to be on October 23rd at the Esquire at 7 p.m. and the Cincinnati Jewish and Israeli Film Festival and the UC Media Film Studies is co-sponsoring it because Thea was Jewish. We thought that was appropriate. And also, she went to UC. So it's a kind of tie-in with her. So
even though she used to live at a home that was right on the Xavier University campus. That was
when she was older. Yeah, when she came back for a while and she was living over there.
Hey, what about any of the other kind of contemporary stars like a Woody Harrelson or Rocky Carroll? Are they going to be represented?
Oh, yeah. Again, photos. Woody Harrelson discovered acting while he was going to school in Lebanon, Ohio. So I'm going to have
Harper Valley PTA.
And he was an extra in Harper Valley PTA. And I should have some things on Harper Valley PTA because that movie was produced by a gentleman who still lives here in town.
I can see his face, but yeah, it was Barbara Eden and a bunch of stars that were filmed up at the old Barry Middle School in Lebanon.
And he got the bug when he was going to Lebanon High School. So I'm going to have some photos of him in his acting classes and stuff.
So you also got some toys. Some old Kenner toys from movies, like cool old Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm thinking Cincinnati people might know this. I mean, I, of course, had my Star Wars stuff because I grew up in Virginia. I was 10 years old when Star Wars came out, so I knew that. But, you know, as I got older, I didn't collect toys. But when I did a Kenner exhibit a few years ago, I discovered that they did a lot of movie tie-ins, particularly in the 90s. They did Ghostbusters, Jurassic Park.
Terminator, right?
Terminator. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun to include that. And so it's the idea that there were businesses in Cincinnati that had movie business ties. So you had Kenner doing toys, but you had the Hannigan Company, which started in 1896, but they made movie posters back in like 1908. In the 40s, they did all the lobby cars and posters for Disney. And they even did like Raiders of the Lost Ark posters.
Well, I know. I once interviewed Patrick Duffy from Dallas, and he said, "You're from Cincinnati." Says, "I once did a TV show called Aquaman, and I came to Cincinnati for the prototype, to see the prototype of the Aquaman action figure, but the show was canceled too quick, so it never went into production. I've written about it twice, and nobody has ever come forward saying they've got the prototype somewhere in their attic or their basement." Oh,
that's hot property, prototypes. I've learned that from my Kenner programs, that the prototypes are hot commodities.
You know, we could probably talk about grand old movie theaters all night. I started at the Encore in 75, so I would walk past the Palace, the Times. The Albee was still around. The Schubert and the Cox were around. I went to movies at the old Skywalk Cinema. So are your pictures of old movie theaters, and are they just the grand old ones that have been torn down, or some of the survivors?
What I consider the movie theaters is going to be sort of the backbone of this exhibit. I've kind of made it into a sort of a timeline. So as you go along, it's going to start out with the Nickelodeons that were all opened up, you know, around West 5th Street. But then, of course, they got bigger theaters, like, say, the Woodward Theater, which is still around. That's an example of something that was built in 1913. But then, of course, by the 20s, you get the Albee, get the bigger palaces. But what I want to do is go through time and you see how drive-ins come in and how people are experiencing cinema in Cincinnati in different ways. You know, by the 70s, you got like smaller downtown ones like the Skywalk that you mentioned, what was called The Place, which later became the movies in the 80s. So it's going to be mostly photos, but I kind of wanted to show how the movie-going experience had evolved. And of course, by the 70s, you got multiplexes coming in, that kind of thing.
And there were so many neighborhood theaters that have been repurposed. I lived in Northside, so what used to be the Park Theater, and then it was Alpha Fine Arts,
right,
was later a Grody Bakery, and I think it's now an appliance store. I went there to see the Marx Brothers. There was the Hollywood up in College Hill, which is, I think, now a church. The old State Theater on Central Avenue, I think, was torn down for FC Cincinnati.
Just recently.
And what, the old Paramount Theater on Walnut Hills at Gilbert and East McMillan, they're bringing that back, or at least they're bringing
back
the
shell of it. I don't think the theater space is still around, but the actual, what was the extension, the marquee, right, all that still remains, and that's becoming a brewery. Now, you know, just to mention another, and I'll have photos of this, but there was a movie theater up there called the Orpheum, which was started as a vaudeville theater in 1909, but quickly became showing cinema, showing movies, and they had what was called the Sky Theater. They opened it in 1919. Up on the sixth floor, they had a theater that was all glass, and I have photo of it. I have something from Poplar Mechanics announcing how there was going to be what was called the Sky Theater. But later on in the late 20s, early 30s, Tywin Power, who was living in that neighborhood, was an usher at that theater.
No kidding. I just remember the Times, which I guess is now Renata is near the corner of the Aronoff.
Right near the Aronoff Center.
Yeah. And when they had the Pink Panther, one of the Pink Panthers,
the 60s.
Mean, they painted the whole thing pink. It was like they do a makeover of the exterior to market whatever big film they had coming in.
Right. And I tracked down, you know, that was the White family. They owned Mid-States Theater. Eventually, they owned a lot of the neighborhood theaters. And by the 70s, they owned like 180-some screens throughout Cincinnati, Indiana, and Kentucky. And I think it's some in West Virginia.
I remember the name Mid-States.
But I talked to the gentleman who actually started those promotions, and he would tell me about, yeah, they painted everything pink, and it became a big hit. And he said the reason why they grew as a company is because a lot of these neighborhood theaters were struggling. And so they contacted him. He's like, hey, can you run our theater? Because they were so successful promoting things at the time. They were really good at promoting and having big events. And he said their philosophy was really to try to have a big night out, that they wanted you to have an experience when you went to the movies.
So when you're doing this, are there going to be some special events? You mentioned the one with Theta Bara. Are there any other special things or talks you're doing either in the library or elsewhere?
Yes, we're also going to have a gentleman who's our local theater historian, Hank Seitz. I've known Hank 10 years, and actually he's one of the reasons why I decided to kind of do this exhibit, because he's been sitting on tons of information and images of all these theaters. Actually, a lot of this stuff's coming from him, and a lot of the research is coming from him for the exhibit. But he's going to be doing a talk at the main library in November. It's going to be a Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. And I'm hoping to do something on Tywin Power. I thought it'd be kind of fun to do one on this guy named Lee Bowman, which not everybody knows. He was a guy from Walnut Hills. He went to Walnut Hills High School. And actually, for a brief time in the 40s, managed to become a leading man. But it was during World War II. I think all the other leading men were all fighting the war. And they bumped him up from sort of character actor to leading man status. But I think it was only for a couple pictures. No, then it kind of went away.
I've written a lot about Cincinnatians on movies and TV. That's not a name I know. So what was cool was a couple of years ago you did this Living on the Air Cincinnati TV exhibit that you had from, I guess, Thanksgiving-ish to the end of January. Mm-hmm. And this one's going to run to the end of January also. Where exactly in the library will this be located?
It's going to be in the Cincinnati room, which is up on the third floor. It's near the Genealogy Local History Department.
And I know it opens in just a couple of days. Do you need more stuff, or do you got as much? You got too much stuff already?
I will take, if anyone's got something cool, I don't mind adding stuff. I mean, it'll be up for 3 months. So if anybody, so, if you got stuff, somebody else wants to bring something down, I'm willing to put it in there if I got space for it.
Cool movie posters, or somebody drags down their big old box with all their Kenner toys.
Oh, yeah. You know, if it's cool, if it's great, yeah, why not?
Well, Brian, this sounds like a delightfully nostalgic exhibit, and I can't wait to see it. Thanks for coming in to talk about it.
Well, thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with reference librarian Brian Powers. Cinema Cincinnati will be on display at the main Cincinnati Public Library, 900 Vine Street, downtown, from October 12th through the holidays, all the way to January 26th. At our website, wvxu.org, you'll find a link to the Public Library exhibit. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Kieswetter.